Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
In every horror movie, there is a phone waiting to ring.
Hello?
A victim waiting to scream. A killer waiting to strike.
Just perfect.
And a spoof dying to get made.
Damn.
But in the spoof of a spoof.
Welcome to Second Take Podcast review of Shriek If You Know What I Did Last Friday, the 13th. Starring Amy Graham, Chris Palermo, Kim Gross, Harley Cross, Simon Rex, Coolio, Danny Strong, Julie Benz, Mahendro Delfino, Stephen Anthony Lawrence, and Tom Arnold. Written by Sue Bailey and Joe Nelms, and directed by John Blanchard.
Let's go, man.
It could have been any one of us.
Shut up! Huh? How many times do you think we've heard that in our lives, huh?
Well, at least I feel safe here. Hi, Chucky.
Wanna play?
This time,
there are certain rules you have to follow if you want to survive.
Are we gonna be tested on this?
The rules are even tougher.
This went down!
Number one, exaggerate everything.
Huh?
Number 88, accept the ridiculous. Is logical.
That's ridiculous!
Finally, sexual sight gags.
God bless my Agra.
Always funny.
What? Actually, they're sea cups. Guess I gotta get these things redone.
The killer may be silent.
Huh?
But he's still deadly.
Did you hear that?
Oh, excuse me.
A comedy so scary, it hurts.
Surprise!
Are you sure you're not a lesbian?
Well, once at camp.
Shriek.
Look out!
If You Know What I Did Last Friday the 13th.
This never happened.
No, I just ate.
Ignore it. I have voicemail, and I'm Sebastian.
May I have your attention for the results of yesterday's pregnancy tests? Susan Savinsky, negative. Melissa Blake, positive. Jonathan Weiner, negative. And I'm Alex.
24-hour pizza. If we're not there in 24 hours, we're not coming. I'm Andy Schossler.
Okay, let me try and do this. And welcome to our review of Shriek, If You Know What I Did Last Friday the 13th. Is that that? Yes. That is it, right?
That is it.
Oh, thank goodness. What a mouthful of a title, right?
A little bit.
Although the Wayans brothers and the other two who contributed to Scary Movie, their original titles were also ridiculously long and kind of strung together of all the different elements.
Mm-hmm. I wonder why that one took off.
Okay, so a couple of things. Do you guys have a history with this film at all?
No,
before we get into like trivs and all that?
Never even heard of it until you said, we're doing this movie. And I was like, what?
What a bastard Sebastian is.
In our Scary Movie review, I said that I remembered this one being the funnier of the two. And watching it, or rewatching it, I didn't really remember that many things.
Mm.
So I have no idea if I've genuinely forgotten it, or I've confused it with another film,
Screaming.
or if younger me really
dug those jokes
that it spoke to him in some way that it didn't translate into adulthood. I don't know.
So
fair.
I viewed this for this review as a double feature. Not yes. with Scary Movie. That would have been too easy. No. I did The Wedding Singer and this.
Oh.
Still like The Wedding Singer. Because I was like, I wonder if it's going to hold up for me being, you know, Sandler and all that. I still a good movie.
It's good. It's one of his better ones.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. Great music, though. Literally, like, in you go to my Spotify playlist, like my regular one, and it's a lot of the music from that movie. Like, yeah. Just, 80s. It's great. This movie, there's things to say about it, though.
Oh, yeah.
But The Wedding Singer, I recommend.
this movie does have some good jokes.
Yes.
Yes, it does.
Absolutely.
Like that 24-hour pizza thing. I lost it when I heard that. I thought that was terrific. That is some great writing right there.
I have some good things to say in the good section today.
Oh.
Yes.
You are prepared today.
Yes, I'm telling you.
Yeah, so not giving away the verdict, but did you both enjoy this more than Scary Movie?
Yes,
because
I did.
Because I didn't.
Personally, yes.
Right.
I don't know.
I wonder if it is a generation thing or if we just are very different.
I don't want to say generational only
in
because
our appreciation,
the yeah. thing that I like about this film is that it reminds me of this closer to the style of humor that we got in like the Police Squad movies. Like the Naked Gun films and, you know.
I didn't get that impression. I thought it was way too obvious.
Nah, for me,
Police Squad was subtle. It was clever and subtle. It did a lot of sight gags. It did a lot of things in the background. It played on words. But it wasn't as obvious as this one is.
One that I've had highly recommended to me is Top Secret, which I've never seen. But it's another one of those spoof films. People kind of, the way it was pitched to me is, it's like the best form of this genre.
Really?
And
Top Secret.
And
how old is it?
I want to say 90s, late 80s, but early 90s maybe. I'm going to keep it in our back pocket. Okay. And if we get a week free when another
Who's
X-Men
in
film
it?
Is... Oh, don't ask me questions to follow up on.
I'll ask you questions.
I'll have a search for it. But I was going to keep it in a back pocket because it's going to be an easy film to find and it's a comedy and it's highly rated. Val Kilmer.
Okay.
So I'll read the synopsis, but it's a parody of a World War II spy film in which an American rock and roll singer becomes involved in a resistance plot to rescue a scientist imprisoned in East Germany. But it is like wrongfully accused. Yeah. Like it's that kind of humor. I've just had it pitched as it's like the funniest version of this genre. So once in back pocket, when DC goes under or someone, when some film that we plan on doing later just never is, it's a nice hour and a half apparently that we'll all really enjoy. And I think the way, like it is much more like those Leslie Nielsen style ones. So I feel like between the three of us, it should sit pretty well, but it is Val Kilmer.
Okay.
Deal.
So I was hoping that you had seen it. I just assumed you would have, Andrew.
I have never heard of it.
Yeah. Cool. I watched a couple of clips of it on YouTube, but not too much. And yeah, it's they really go for it in a couple of the scenes, like with their parody. Like for some reason, I can't remember. I don't know the context, but there's like a bar fight. But I think they're on like a boat or something. They must be because the bar fight is now suddenly underwater. So they're all just swimming around in the bar. People are sitting at the table playing cards, but they're all fully submerged, and people are like. Throw the guy at the window and he just hits through the window and just floats away into the distance. Like they just go full, you know, this is what we're doing. Like,
see the thing about comedy.
Yeah, it looks great.
The thing about comedy is that sometimes when you're just sitting around a table and pitching ideas, sometimes that is where the joke is. And that's the funny part. When you actually write it and film it and execute it, it doesn't end up anywhere near as funny as it was when you were just talking about it.
It's kind of, and
vice versa. Some things sound boring when you're talking about them, but they just work on screen.
Yeah.
It's kind of the premise of this show. You know, it sounds funny in theory
you
until you record it.
Well, shall we... Oh, sorry.
Oh, well, I was just going to tell you who was in this film.
Yes.
And I have a point about one of them.
Okay.
If you say his name and I remember who he is, I'll be sure to talk about it.
Sure. So Amy Graham was the first chick, Screw, I think her name. Yeah. Looking at her IMDb, I knew none of her movie roles or anything else that she had ever been in.
To be fair, you're going to say that about a lot of people in this film.
I do. I
only recognize two people.
I recognized one.
Yeah,
Doughy, and
sorry, Tom Arnold.
What's her name? Hagatha.
Yes.
Which one was Hagatha?
Hagatha Utsley.
Oh, who was she? She looked really familiar.
Tiffany Thiessen.
But yeah, she was in Baywatch, I'm pretty sure.
I thought she was quite pretty. I was like, yeah. Mm. Yeah, yeah, Tom Arnold, I recognized as the security guard.
Oh, and Artie Lang and Dave Herman.
I don't know who those also, two are.
Both from Mad TV. Dave Herman does the voice of... He's a voice actor on Futurama. I can't remember which characters he does.
Well, I'm sure Alex is going to get to him. I recognize one other guy, but you do your list and I'll see if you find him.
Well, hang on. My phone's just decided to go blank. So Chris Palermo, he was the killer. He's done a lot of stunts and things like Fast and Furious and things like that.
Okay,
but we never saw his face in the film, do we?
No. Oh, it's Tom Arnold.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah,
with the mustache.
What a cheap shot! Oh, it's dastardly.
I would also cast the most recognizable actor as the villain, though.
Yeah,
but just from a meta level, I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. It's like the original one for a Scary Movie, how it was meant to be the other Wayne's brother.
Yeah, exactly right.
Harley Cross, he was one of the. No, I think he was Dawson.
Okay. So, did you recognize him?
Did TV and stuff, but literally last credit was 2004.
Aww. Yeah.
So, like, meh. Simon Rex, he was the dumb one.
Him, I recognize. Because he's from Scary Movie 3.
Scary Movie 3 and 4, superhero movie, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Like, he's done so much, like, comparatively to everyone else.
From Scary Movie 3?
Wow.
He's good in that one. He's very funny. He's the white boy rapper. Yeah. He's some of the funniest scenes in that film. Yeah, and I do remember him in 4 as well, because 4, like, starts with Charlie Sheen's character's death or something, and because he's Charlie Sheen's brother in the movies, and he's kind of left there, but then he gets replaced by... some other actor who I know from Boston Legal, Jeffrey Coho. He was like, do you guys ever watch Boston Legal?
Yeah.
He rocks up in like specifically the second episode of either season 3 or season 4. Because the point is, he rocks up with this female lawyer, and Denny makes the point of, you can't be new cast, you weren't here for the first episode, because they rocked up in like episode 2. Okay. They have like a 5 episode arc of this one big case, and then they go away. And they're fucking fantastic.
Yes.
And he was the main guy in 4 that worked alongside.
Yes. I think
bit of a stretch,
I think I can see him. Yeah.
Coolio, I think enough said.
But that was actually, okay, cool. Okay, then I do recognize Coolio.
You know, I read Coolio was going to be in it, and I saw him and I thought, he doesn't look right. I was expecting Ice-T. I don't know why, but I kept wanting to see Ice-T.
Because all black people look the same. Andrew shows everyone. I mean,
did Coolio do any other films?
He may have. I didn't actually look him up. I just wanted to say his name.
I think the only time I'd ever seen Coolio was with the dreads, with his weird sort of dread hairstyle.
That's Lil Wayne.
No, that's Coolio as well. I don't know, probably. Did he do Gangster's Paradise?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Coolio. Yeah, in the film clip for that, the hair that he has for that, the wild.
Okay, you're asking a lot of my memory, but yeah, I
can't.
That's the only time I've ever seen Coolio. So seeing his face without the weird hair was bizarre.
Yeah.
And he was Prince, effectively, in this film, right? Yeah. Sorry, guys, I gave my dog
the
strawberry.
The administrator formerly known as Principal. Yeah.
Principal Interest. Doughy Prime Suspect.
Yeah.
Hagatha Utsley. The names aren't... good.
No, I like.
I mean,
yeah,
that would.
I like Prime Suspect. This
spoiler,
is a funny act.
They're way on the nose.
Yeah. Spoiler, administrator, formerly known as principal, is one of my best things about this movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I guess this is where we differ, gentlemen.
Look, Danny Strong, he was Boner. He's done some other stuff, nothing noteworthy.
Yeah, actually, I recognize him from a couple of other projects. He was in Buffy.
Yeah.
Who is this, sorry? Which character?
I don't remember Boner. Which character.
Boner. He's one of the nerds in Buffy. Yeah. Sorry, I call them, I think they're referred to as the nerds, actually.
Right.
Like the group of three people that dabble into black magic and shit and... it's very bad, and they kill Allison Hannigan's partner.
Oh. Huh.
Well, by proxy.
So Julie Benz was Barbara? Was it Barbara?
The slut?
Yeah.
Yeah, Barbara. That's her official title in this film. I'm not being derogatory.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, lots of TV shows and stuff. Mahandra Delfino? Delfino?
Who do they play?
That was the main chick.
Oh, okay.
She did bits on TV shows as well.
Yeah, but nothing really of note from most of the cast by the scenes. It sounds like the most successful person was Coolio before he got here.
Or Tom Arnold, who... has done lots of things.
Yeah, but not because of this movie. This movie did not make careers.
No. Mm. Now, it was directed by John Blanchard, who has lots of credits on TV series and TV shows.
Correction. His only other credits are TV shows and TV movies.
Yes. So, but
which will come into one of my bad notes later on.
Yes. So it was written by Sue Bailey and Joe Nelms. Who have, I think, convincingly, only a very few writing credits.
Yeah, in projects that you have never heard of.
Guys, I'm the best writer you've never heard of, and I've released no features. So it says nothing to me.
But they, I think they were both involved in BattleBots.
Yes, something? As producers or writers of specific segments.
Bots.
Yeah, remember that craze when people would build robots have them murder each other?
What happened to that good genre of TV?
People grew up.
The trick was to have a flippy bot.
Yeah.
Mm.
With a giant, retractable saw blade.
Yeah, saw blade in the back, flip on the front. You're basically just driving a wedge of cheese, but it can never be turned upside down because the wheels always touch and it can rebound. Guys, flippy bot. I watched enough of these shows to tell you, as long as your robot can't be flipped upside down and stopped being driven,
it's a
win.
It doesn't need fancy tools, just a wedge, and you just hammer it into, you just drive it at full speed into the other bots.
Like, legitimately, the best, it's like a case of, like, the most simple organisms are often the strongest. Literally, it was just a wedge of cheese with a hook that would fling on either side, so it could flip over, and if it got onto something, it could just sickle on top. It's all it needed to do, and it would,
brilliant.
New podcast, guys. BattleBots. Episode one, we've solved it. You want the triangle one?
Well, the reception on this film, unsurprisingly, was poor.
Wait, is this trivia? Should I hit the trivia button?
It may as well be trivia because there really is no trivia.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Actually, there's a lot of trivia. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
Riddle me this, riddle me that. Who's afraid of the big black bat?
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my butthole.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
The ending sequence of this film is filled with, some fake trivia, but trivia. I remember, because I used to own this on DVD, and I've watched it, that thing that they did at the end of the film where they have like pop-up trivia notes, you can actually do that for the entire film. And I did, because it's just the same film, but with pop-up trivia the entire time. So it's not, there's no producers or anything talking over the movie. You can enjoy the movie and listen. So I have a random few tidbits just stored in the back of my brain.
Sure.
And one is the opening song of this movie was actually written for Scream.
Right.
But
not used.
Not used, didn't suit the tone of the film.
Right.
So, because I think one of the lyrics is literally, it's a scream in the... It's like a little rock song thing. But yeah, it just didn't suit what Wes Craven was after. And then this film used it.
Yeah, people forget that Scream itself is a parody of horror films.
Well, we won't forget when we review all four of them. There's four. But it's okay because
Not all four together. Seb thought it would be brilliant to watch the same movie and review it four different times.
Great.
Did I?
Yes. They're all the same film.
But in number four...
Every horror film is the same film. It's just the faces that are different and the way that people are executed is different.
Exactly. And Annie from Community is in the fourth one.
Just like every comedy is all the same movie, just different jokes and different people.
And every superhero movie is just Superman, but weaker.
There are beats that you have to hit for the movie to work. That is true.
Raw ones.
Well, this one did not work.
Oh, it didn't.
At least not as well as it was hoped, I'm sure. On IMDb, it has a 4.0 star rating out of 10. Mm. on Rotten Tomatoes. It has a 14% critical score.
Shocking.
And a 31% audience score. Now, I remember...
I mean, the 30%, I was like, that checks 30%. Out if one of us likes the film, but it seems like two of us did, so it does not check out.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we're representative of a complete audience.
Are you kidding? Masses.
I tick like four demographic boxes myself.
Yeah, me too.
We're a very
mustache,
small sample group.
Beard, glasses, hair.
But you don't count. Tick, no, you don't tick, count as mustache tick. And a beard. It's one or the other.
Well,
sir.
Okay. I know right now I've let it grow out, but normally I have separate mustache and beard.
Well, then now you have a beard. That's not a separate. You don't have a mustache and a beard. You have a beard or you have a mustache.
But I normally have a separate, like,
that
it doesn't
still
connect
counts
normally.
As a beard.
It's still a beard.
I'd say it's a mustache and a beard.
You can't have a mustache and a beard.
Hear me out. Okay. If I were to shave
it's like
my
being
beard
bald
down to a chin
and,
strap.
And fully, chin strap fully haired.
Yeah, so if I had a chin strap beard, so literally just sideburns connecting under my chin, nothing on my actual face but under my face.
That's a beard.
But I also had a mustache. And there is a good
it doesn't
4 inches
additional. It's
beard.
Just
no, no, no,
a
yeah.
beard.
I know that's still a chin strap beard. My point is there's a good 4 inches between facial hair in that case.
Doesn't matter.
I feel like... I say 4 inches. I feel like they're separate.
If you let your hair grow all the way to your eyebrows, right?
Okay, yeah, I'm with you.
Okay. And you had a chin strap beard. You wouldn't have some sort of huge monobrow that went down to your lips, you know, that would be separate from your beard. You would just say you have a beard and a weird eyebrow
You're
situation.
Aging this podcast badly because when people listen in 1,000 years and that's normal practice, they're gonna think like a revolutionary.
Can't have mustache and
okay,
a beard.
What about when...
One supersedes the other.
You guys are familiar with, even by proxy, Hulk Hogan, the former wrestler with the big handlebar mustache?
Yes. Fine.
I know it's referred to as a handlebar mustache, yeah. But that mustache is definitely down beard territory when it gets down to his chin.
But that's called a mustache.
But this is semantics, guys.
If
it's in
joins,
the beard territory.
No, if it joins around the chin, then that's a goatee beard. And you no longer have a mustache and an under-chin situation. It's just called a beard.
See, I think... You can have a mustache and a beard, but
no,
I
you
think
can't.
They would come under the proxy of facial hair as opposed to a beard.
Seb,
I think you're mislabeling.
You can't have a mustache and a beard. But once you have something that can be called a beard, it supersedes the mustache.
You can have chops and a beard.
Yeah, could well, have
chops,
sorry,
and,
chops and
a mustache, not but, chops
yes.
and a beard. Chops and a beard is just
a beard.
Beard.
Yeah.
So it's the same with a mustache. I'm sorry to tell you.
I feel like
okay. Wait, no, I'm not sorry to tell you. It's it's
okay.
Just a beard.
Imagine my beard.
Yes.
As it currently stands and bit taboo, but what if I had like a Hitler-esque mustache? So it's only that small little middle under my nose bit. That's so separate from the rest of my facial hair. I feel like it would have to be its own piece.
It doesn't matter what else you have. Once you have something that can be considered a beard, anything else on your face just contributes to the beard.
Okay,
it's not its own thing.
See, I feel like if you buy Australia, you get Tasmania with it, yeah? But you still
That's
own...
That's a part of Australia.
But you still own two islands.
No.
And
okay,
people
so,
forget about that.
So you can have Tasmania on its own,
that
which is like your mustache.
Nothing to do with a mustache and beard. Nothing.
But
you can
nothing.
Have, you can have Tasmania on its own, which is like your mustache. But if you include into that any other part of Australia, you just have Australia. And that's what a beard is. A beard is all islands together. And a mustache is just Tasmania.
This isn't over. I'm not done with this. Just for the sake of the podcast.
Let's
continue
on
to trivia.
Can I just throw my bit of trivia in?
Oh, yeah. Before we move on, though, fuck you and your mustache. Sorry, Bess.
No, I was going to say, this never got a real good chance because it never got a theatrical release. Mm.
No, budget because of $5 million. Dollars. So a quarter of the price of Scary Movie and filmed before it.
Yeah.
But because of Scary Movie's popularity, direct to video.
Yeah.
And which is, for us at least, kind of a first. Like, we've done the occasional, like, independent film. But this was a produced film, like by a studio. This has to be the first one that we've done that wasn't released.
That is arguable.
But comparatively to like the web series films that we've done for indie filmmakers,
yeah.
For us, this is at least the first film we're reviewing that didn't get a theatrical, I think. I think it's safe to say.
Yeah, probably.
I can't think of anything else that we've seen that wouldn't have had one.
Right.
If you've heard us review one.
The Warriors?
Emails? Maybe? Email. Warriors had a fantastic run in 1978.
79?
I think
78. 79. 70 something.
I think a theatrical release would have harmed this film.
Because
I think it would have flopped majorly.
If Scary Movie hadn't come out, I think it would have done fine.
79.
Maybe. It's not good. It's not good.
I think it would have done fine, though.
It's not good.
Now it's not good. Back then we had different standards. We didn't.
It and Scary Movie came out at the same time, and Scary Movie blitzed it. Because Scary Movie is good.
Oh, this one.
This one is not good.
Disagree.
Well,
trivia?
We just did trivia.
That's it? Oh, my goodness.
There really isn't that much.
The mask, right at the beginning, they were going to use, what's the guy with the...
Jason.
Yes. They were going to use that mask, and then for whatever reason, it wouldn't melt into the ghost face. So they used just a plain old hockey mask.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a good gag. That's one of the few gags that I like.
Yeah. I enjoyed that.
This film is littered with good gags, but we'll get into them in the good. But right now...
It's littered, all right.
Movie babies?
Yes.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Yeah. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
So again, just like Scary Movie, this is literally Scream mixed with I Know What You Did Last Summer. As far as the plot, they have the same plot. The kids are in high school. They start getting murdered. They all decide to have a party at some place where the killer is revealed, right?
Yeah.
And in the middle of that, their backstory, again, exactly the same as in Scary Movie, the backstory is that they were all drunk in a car once and they hit something and that's what's coming back to haunt them. That's the reason the killer is coming after them, loosely.
Very
exactly
loosely.
The same.
Yeah.
But that mixed with all the terrible parts of Meet the Spartans, which is about 96% of Meet the Spartans.
I feel like we haven't watched the same movie at all.
And this one had a lot more elements of American Pie, especially with the Boner character.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was straight out of American Pie.
See, Porky's was one of mine for the Boner character.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
I had Porky's in I Know What You Did Last Summer.
So I had Scary Movie because it's the same movie. And
it really is.
And not another teen movie.
Not another teen movie is a good one too.
May as well be. Yeah.
I remember, we talked about this on Scary Movie. I remember liking Not Another Teen Movie.
Yeah, I think I still find it funny, but it's different. I haven't watched it in a long time. Yeah. I may eat my words, but...
Oh, I'm eating mine because Shriek is not at all how I remembering it.
Okay, well, let's not belabor it. We'll move on to tweets. I kind of hated doing both these films, to be honest, guys. It's not a fun genre to talk about, I find. I want something with a bit of meat on it, you know?
Okay.
So my feeling is, when before we even get to recommendations, I recommend we never do this again.
Parodies.
Yeah, I know I just said we should do Top Secret, but I feel like it's a weird genre to review. Doesn't it feel weird?
It's weird reviewing comedy films.
Yeah.
Because... Essentially, it's about the jokes. Either they land or they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We'll do tweets. That's the one? Yeah.
You're getting it.
And today, I'm going to read it to you.
Is there any sports in it?
Are you kidding? Fencing, fighting, torture, revenge, giants, monsters, chases, escapes, true love, miracles.
Don't ever let anyone tell you that you have to work hard in order to get rewarded. # just don't bother.
Who got rewarded for this film?
Everybody got paid.
I mean, technically.
And it is lazy. There are some good jokes, but it is lazy.
Ooh, I feel like we really didn't watch the same movie.
Only because
you compared it to Meet the Spartans,
I'll explain why.
Okay. You know that movie we reviewed last week? That, but I think they thought a little bit more about it.
Really?
Yeah.
It has way less of a story.
I legitimately think it has more of a story.
Scary Movie
we did not watch the same movie, did
Scary
we?
Scary Movie has a narrative. Shriek does not have a narrative.
There was that whole bit, though, like he was a wedding singer, and then he wasn't a wedding singer, and then he ended up being a wedding singer at his own wedding. That's an arc, guys. Welcome to our review of The Wedding Singer. No, I legitimately think that Shriek had a bit more, but we'll get into it in the good, for me anyway.
I forgot about
you were so perfect. Fucking proud when you came in. You were like, I did my homework. I got notes on my phone.
Yep. Turns out if I prepare the other thing, I'm not going to do one of the other things that we usually do.
Perfect. You're okay. In.
If you've seen Scary Movie or Scream or any other movie that is like this, then you've seen this movie.
Yeah.
It's gonna be good.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Aiden Barr! Top of the world!
How's that for a slice of fried gold?
Yeah, boy!
Alright. Is this me?
There are some bits that I liked in this. And in the first 10 or 15 minutes, there are a few good moments. It starts off, it had me right from the start. The very first words you hear are previously in other teen films.
Yeah.
Yes. And I thought that's terrific. That's a great way to start it. You're setting the tone straight away. Yeah, this is not going to be anything serious. We're just going to be making fun of everything.
I lost my mind, my shit, sorry, when he's on the phone with her and you hear him go, like, oh shit, and hear a splash. It's like, yeah. Is it in my pool? Like, very fun stuff, I thought. It's like the actual killer character pretty much always got a laugh out of me in some way. I think they did a good job with the killer.
I couldn't believe how much I laughed when the killer is chasing Screw in the first scene.
Around the
and there's just this huge novelty cake that, you know, the girls burst out of, whoever. And they're just chasing each other around the cake. And just like...
It's like a Looney Tunes cartoon.
Yeah, like the way that Family Guy nailed it, just does the joke to death, where it goes into territory where it's just not funny anymore, but it stays there for so long that it starts to lift back up.
Yeah.
And it's just funny.
My example of that is always the vomit scene from Team America.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's a good, like, 2.5-3 minutes of vomiting.
It comes back.
Definitely. The administrator, formerly known as principal.
That was a good joke, yeah.
I just enjoyed that for the wordplay.
You get Dawson and...
Dawson, Party of Five?
Wrong
network.
Yeah.
Dawson and Martina are introduced to each other, and you hear the love music, and they're both fantasizing each other. And her fantasy of him as this...
Redneck, mustache.
Cowboy, tradey, football player guy. That was fantastic. It's really, it's just as it's panning up, it's just changing everything. It's a tradesman and then the footballer, cowboy hat and everything. Perfect. That's her ideal man.
So they did one of my favorite things that you don't see that often in films. When different characters are recalling back to the one event and you see their perspective on it.
And that was really good.
It was. Yeah. Genuinely, like, that's some... Yeah. That was some good writing for me. I really enjoyed...
You get like, I think two people recollect, and the big gag is that it's not the murder that they're trying to... The murder of the deer, which ends up being Dawson, that they're trying to cover up and forget. It's all family members that they were asked to do little things for that they forgot and ended up having these horrific consequences. I thought that was a nice gag. And then you get Slab's recollection, and he's just so eloquent. He's using words that he's never heard before. And just, yes, I remember this happening this way.
Like I said, there's some really clever stuff in this film.
There are some good gags, yes.
But, and I will agree to the point with, well, I assume it's going to come, much like in Scary Movie, when you've got to put in 10 jokes a minute, not all of them will land. Yes. But the ones that did land, they hit me.
They were good.
In a good spot, yeah.
Yeah.
Anything with the killer. His attempted kills on the everyone. So when he attacks, what's her name? The blonde one. I forgot her name.
Barbara.
In the bathroom, and she gets away with the Mentos ad, which I know is very, very aged now, but in the 90s, very good pull. But also, I said it off mic. I love when she looks under the bathroom stall and, like, the killer's boot drops. And then again, and then again, and again, and again, and there's five boots, and then one killer comes out. It's really fun stuff.
Yeah.
Doughy with Hagatha, they're outside near the van, and I think he or she says, oh, killer boot, and it's the killer boot.
Yeah.
The scene where Slab's trying to start the the Grease musical bit and no one joins
that
in.
That was great.
And the killer gets pulled over.
Yeah. Like, that, really was that was really good. I mean, again, that whole thing is just stretched out like the Monty Python Lancelot charging the tower. And it's just the same shot three or four times in a row. And then, he's all of a sudden he's there. And Austin Powers with the steamroller. It all reminded me of that. It just goes on way too long. But yeah, the killer gets pulled over by the cop as he's driving the car completely out of nowhere. Hilarious.
The track and field one where he's chasing after her, but in the end, he just wins. And that's This killer was really, honestly, the best part of the movie was the killer. Both his attempted kills.
No, it wasn't.
You didn't think he was the best part? I genuinely did.
I'll say it now, but it's a bad note for me. That the killer was just out in the open all the time.
That's what I liked about it, though, because it was so stupid.
It's too stupid.
Because he never kills anyone, right? Screw walks into the bug
zapper.
He
doesn't kill any of the major characters. They all die by accident.
He kills background extras and scenes. Yeah. But, like, he never actually successfully kills the people he's meant to be there to kill.
And yet somehow they die.
Bees, too many steroids.
Yeah.
What killed the horny nerd again?
Heart attack?
No.
Boner. He's wheeled away at the end of it. He has sex with a nurse in the
ambulance.
You
think he's had a heart attack.
That's right.
Because he had so much Viagra, there was still a pulse in his dick or something, and it came back to life.
The copy...
which, that in itself is stupid, but kind of funny.
And it sounds funny when you say it, and seeing it on screen is just, this is horrible.
So my copy of this film... fucked up at one point, and it's one of my favorite gags that
right in the reveal.
Okay, so
the climax
when they're pulling off all the masks of the killers, which I also love that Scooby Doo gag.
That was good. That was good.
And when he's like, you know, you modulated your voice with this, and they pull out a fucking pedestal fan. That's a great gag because apart from the fact it's not physically possible to turn around, it checks out for the voice. That was good stuff. I was really happy. And for me, the killer, I don't know, just having such an incompetent killer. I thought if I were to compare this movie directly to Scary Movie, I would go with this killer was funnier.
All these good points. Yeah. Have one major downfall.
Yeah.
Do you want to discuss the bad?
Yes. Otherwise, I'm just going to. Oh, unless you please.
I just wanted to bring up the chop up video. So when they're running away from the killer in the house party at the end, chop up video, which is a throwback to pop up video on VH1 or whatever it was, MTV, whatever.
What's a pop up video?
Like that scene.
That. Entire scene, there would be music videos where they would have little pop-up facts.
If you want a modern day comparison, Spotify does it for a bunch of songs. If you actually look at your app on Spotify for certain songs, you can turn on a mode that just as the lyrics will come up will then tell you, here's why Stevie Nicks put this lyric in. It'll give you a little.
Yeah.
It's not everyone, but some things. Yeah.
So pop-up video was like a big thing in the early 2000s, late 90s.
I didn't realize it had a specific name.
Oh yeah.
Right.
I'm not saying that I'm like privileged or anything, but we had Foxtel.
Oh my god! Fancy man, you.
I know, right? And I had,
had money to burn.
And I twirled my mustache before I went to bed.
Sorry, your butler twirled your mustache before you
went to bed. Yes, that's right. Pop up video. We'd like Saturday nights, like in between. Watching the football games on bloody Foxtel because you couldn't they weren't all on Channel 9 or whatever. You'd go to VH1 or whatever it was called, and pop up video would be on, and you just get like a little random facts. It's good, and that's why I liked that scene because it made me feel nostalgic.
Okay, all right, that's
simpler times where I didn't have to just pull out my phone and Google everything about an artist as I was watching a film clip.
How have you not mentioned that this film has one of the greatest puns in cinematic history? MTV? I think that's great. Do you not catch it?
No.
It's the word empty and then a V on the end, and it's in the MTV logo.
Oh.
I fucking love it.
I loved all the classroom doors as well, club.
It was all over too quickly.
You couldn't
see it. You didn't have enough time to see it.
Oh, if you're watching and paying attention, you'd get to read it.
I think a lot of the time, when you know there's like the whole thing with the bed tag, right, and ripping it off.
Yes,
the joke's been done before, so I know that the tag says,
"Do not rip off."
Under penalty of law, don't rip off. I know it says that, right? But then when you see it on the screen when it happens, it has to look like it's real. So it's got a lot of stuff on there that isn't it. And in order for the joke to land, you have to make it really obvious where you should be reading. But it's just not there. It's just legitimately written in the same font and the same size as everything else on there. And you don't have enough time to notice it. And I thought that was the case with all the little jokes of written things. Scary Movie does it a lot better, where it's a lot more obvious what you should be looking at to get the joke.
Not that it
spells it out for you, just that it makes it obvious. This is where the joke is. So if you're looking at it, you can digest it really quickly. See, whereas in this one, I think you had to read a lot more or be watching it for the second or third time.
I didn't find that. I didn't see her rip the tag off.
Right.
But when it came back up and I read "Do not rip off" in penalty, yeah. I had plenty of time to read that, so I was like, oh, ha ha ha.
What's that? The deal with that?
Oh, it's some tag.
I've seen an Adam Ruins Everything about it, but I can't remember the facts. But it was mattress company conspiracy, mattress industry conspiracy. But all good. Okay,
I think it like avoids a warranty or something.
See, I remember it more like they want you to replace it, and it has like a replacement date on it, but you don't actually need to replace it by those dates. It was just a thing that they made up.
Of course, yeah.
Anyway, bad.
Dad.
Houston, we have a problem.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
I can't believe you've done this.
The one major flaw that stops this film from being enjoyable is that the whole thing is just one 90-minute comedy routine. It's not a movie, it's a comedy routine, because it's just joke after joke without anything tying them together. It's just a series of jokes. Now, there's nothing wrong with long-form sketches. Adult Swim does really good, like 10 or 15-minute long sketches. And they can be very slow and subtle in the beginning, and the jokes come, you know, later. It sort of builds up that tension. This film is just a TV sketch show from start to finish, 90 minutes long. And that's too long.
Yep.
For that genre, it is too long, and it just doesn't work.
See, I didn't get that it was just a long sketch. I thought it had a story.
It's not one sketch. It's a whole series of sketches, but it's way too long of a bridge to keep somebody interested. Like, even sketch shows, the one-hour-long sketch shows, there were a lot of sketches that missed and a lot of lulls. I mean, you had commercial breaks to break them up, because otherwise you're just watching this 40-minute routine, and that's hard to do.
See, this had, like, too many similarities with Scary Movie for me to, like, notice any difference.
See, but Scary Movie had a narrative. It had a story that it was telling, not as well and not as concisely. It broke up a lot of the story in order to tell jokes. Scary Movie 2 did stop the movie to tell a joke sometimes, but...
Well, talking about Scary Movie 2, talking about Scary Movie.
Scary Movie 2.
No, Scary Movie did as well stop the movie to tell some jokes, right? And it did feel a little bit disjointed, but this one does it through the whole film. Every single scene stops to tell a joke whenever the joke comes up. It doesn't follow the scene. It doesn't follow the story. It just stops everything to tell the joke and then continues on to the next joke. It's not a good movie. It's not an entertaining movie.
So is the issue like the narrative didn't feel natural to you? Is that the...
There isn't one.
So I think there's not a big narrative, don't get me wrong.
It's really loose, and it's really loosely adhered to.
Okay.
Just like Scary Movie.
No, Scary Movie's good.
Yeah, I did have a problem with this part. I think because, like,
So
we know the story.
So I'm sorry, but Andrew's opinion on Scary Movie was it's good, so the movie's good, and doesn't like this one, so it's bad. That's exactly what you're saying, though. No, and I'm going to pull it up.
No. I'm saying Scary Movie is good because it has a very solid narrative.
Not really. Right?
Compared to this one, it has a solid...
Compared to this one, it's got the exact same narrative. It does,
Scary
though.
Movie, the whole time you're following Cindy around, right? Her friends are in it as well, but it's all about Cindy. Okay?
Just like this one.
And Cindy being hunted by the killer.
About the four friends?
Yeah, but who is it... Is the Shriek story about any one of those?
Dawson.
Yeah.
It's about Dawson?
Yeah. Well, he's the main character.
Okay, so what's the story?
Dawson comes to town, new kid. Him and his friends all have some linked past. Well, the new friends, turns out they all had a linked past. And it's coming back to haunt them, which is pretty much the same thing from...
Speaking of which, in Dawson's recollection, is he a furry? What the hell is he doing? He was dressed in a deer costume, being spanked by this big fat lumberjack guy.
Yeah, he was like, I guess he was captured or something. Like, I imagine like a Tusk-like situation where he was like imprisoned.
Right. Yeah. I got the feeling he was there voluntarily.
No, I didn't think at all.
Oh, no.
Right.
I don't think he would be trying to escape if...
Because he wasn't tied down or anything. He was just on all fours being spanked.
I think he had a leash on him.
Did he?
I thought he did. Maybe not.
No.
Anyway. Linked past, come back to haunt them. The joke is that they killed a deer and not a person, but that's the play off the whole I Know What You Did Last Summer thing. And then it's about them trying not to get murdered, which is the plot of all these movies that they're aping. Like, I wouldn't be asking them to be smarter than them. Like, that's like literally the killer's back to get retribution for a past act, and they survive. And it's beat for beat Scream, really, with the house party and all that as well.
All right, so that's a really brief.
But that's also the summary I give of Scream, to be honest, and the only thing I give of.
No, Cindy starts to suspect her boyfriend as all these killings happen. Then it turns out that he couldn't possibly be the killer, because a murder happens while he was in prison. So then she's kind of reluctant to be back with him because she still kind of suspects him but knows that it can't possibly be him. And yet the killer the whole time is still hunting her. That's the whole story of Scary Movie. It's all about Cindy.
But the difference between this movie and Scary Movie is they had one scene where Bobby goes to prison. Like, that's the difference. As opposed to in this film when nobody gets taken away.
I don't think it would have saved this.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the only difference in the narratives is there's that one bit where Cindy's like, I think Bobby's the murderer. And then he's not the murderer. And then he is the murderer. But like, that is the entire difference between these two films.
But even in this one, in Shriek, there was no setup. There was no suspicion of any of the characters.
Because there isn't in I Know What You Did Last Summer.
It was just a weird killer going around. Right, and it didn't build up any tension as to who it could be. It just turns out at the end, oh, it's Dowie's evil twin. There wasn't even any foreshadowing that he had a brother, that twin, he had an extended family.
He'd twin cousin. Excuse you.
That's right. It was a twin cousin, wasn't it?
Yes.
Oh.
But it's not a good film because it doesn't set any of these things up. It just happens like it happens in a sketch, like a punchline comes out of nowhere. Right, you can't do that in movies. That doesn't work in movies.
You're not wrong. You aren't. I think the reveal of it being a random Disney reveal was a joke in itself. Like, wow. That, for the sake of it being...
Jeez. Sorry.
Do my dogs kill you?
Just keep farting and it's ripe.
Yeah, I shouldn't have fed them all that Mexican food prior to this recording session. Yeah. Like I said, you're not wrong. I just thought that was a funny, like, throwaway. Like, of course it was my long-lost uncle from Vietnam. You know, like that ridiculous thing. Like, you get, like, a soap opera.
And in a sketch, in something like SNL, you can do that. And you can get away with that. And it's funny. It's still funny. Mm. It's just not good for the film.
Did you guys not like at the end with, like, the super killer return to Bulimia Falls High?
Yeah.
It was good. Anyway. All right.
It's a nice gag. But again, it doesn't really work for the film because the film doesn't work.
And we disagree on that.
Well, that's my biggest criticism, that it's not a movie. It is a string of sketches. It is a comedy routine. It's not a film.
And that's your opinion, and I respect
it. Okay. Do you guys want to do verdicts then?
Sure.
Sure.
Da, 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 da.
But to be the man, you got to beat the man, and I'm saying, woo!
right here. I'm the man.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Slap it on with the might of Zeus.
For some reason, one of my dogs is looking at me and she just looks like a disappointed grandfather. I don't know what she's doing. Can you? Is it possible to look at a dog like a Rorschach being bought or something?
Maybe she saw Shriek, if you know what I did last Friday the 13th.
She did. She was there with me when I watched it.
I'm not surprised that she's disappointed.
Nah, she's
look,
not.
Look, it's less focused than Scary Movie, and that's the big problem. That it doesn't tell one single story. It jumbles everything together to be a TV show. You can't do that with a film. Didn't enjoy it.
Well, that's a pity.
I think it deserves its 4.0 rating. It does have good jokes, but it doesn't rise above them.
It's funny. If I'm ever going to put one of these films on again, and it's probably not going to be for a very long time, it'll either be when I forget that I didn't enjoy Scary Movie or when I'm specifically in the mood for Shriek. But this is still the one I'm going to pick if I have a conscious decision here going on. I don't know. I've always just enjoyed it a bit more. I just thought it was... It's weird to say this because these are both stupid films. I always thought this was a bit smarter with this comedy. I don't feel like I'm being necessarily talked down to with it. It doesn't resort to a bunch of like stoner humor, which I know for some people is very funny. Seth Rogen's made an entire career out of it. There's a demographic for it. I'm not trying to belittle those people. It just hasn't been funny for me. Whereas this film, I don't know. I never felt like it was... It thought I was an idiot. I don't think it thinks I'm a genius either. It's not one of those films. But it just, I don't know. It didn't insult me. And I had a good time with it. And like I say, I think really knowing the narrative that it's coming from does help. Because this film does take a lot of shortcuts with that. But, you know, if I want to watch the actual thing and get the full narrative, I'll watch a horror movie, which I would never do. Let's be clear. I would never do that. It's not a thing I would do. Until we review Scream 1 to 4. God, why did I do that? Why did I put that there? Okay. Yeah, I recommend this film. It's not a high recommendation, though. Like, it passes the line for me, but if we're on a scale of 1 to 10, this is a 5.5, and Scary Movie was a 4.5. Like, they're not worlds apart, guys. Like, yeah. But they're just either side of that line.
That is insane.
Even a 5.1 to a 4.9. Like, they're not close that far apart. It's just, this is the this for me, was a nice one.
Yeah, look, if I couldn't recommend Scary Movie, I can't recommend this one. But within saying that, I did enjoy this one more than Scary Movie, but I'm still not going to recommend it because it doesn't hold up. Like, if you haven't seen it before and if you haven't seen Scary Movie when it came out and you've got that nostalgic, like, connection to it or to that era, then... You're not going to enjoy it. Like, there's better films that have been made that do the same thing.
So you were picking Fights with Andrew all day, and then you agreed with him.
No, I'm
nicely done.
I'm,
it worked I'm, me.
I'm saying that I think it had just as much of a story as Scary Movie. It had just as many jokes being thrown at you every 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. Sure, it wasn't like lit up in neons. Here is the joke. Look at the joke here, because they were doing multiple jokes on the screen all at once, and it was probably a budget thing as well.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I thought that was muted. Anyway.
If
you want to ask for a virus update, things are fine.
Woo.
Yep.
You've got a virus?
No, I don't have a virus. Thank God you told me. The everything's okay alarm has gone off. Thanks, computer.
I lost my train of thought. Don't watch this film.
Blame AVG because that was an unnecessary notification.
Well, if you have strong opinions about computer notifications, you can tweet us at SecondTakeTNC, or you can check us out on Instagram at SecondTakePodcast.
Or you can look at our Facebook, SecondTake... Oh. On Facebook, Second Take Podcast. Fuck it, whatever.
It's facebook.com/secondtake. Just make that simple. I actually updated our show notes, so all these things are listed there. But for your audible benefit, we have an email address, secondtakepodcast@gmail.com. If you want to support the show, we do have a Patreon, patreon.com/secondtake. And what's the other one that I do?
Email.
I did email. Website. secondtakepodcast.com. There you go. I forgot the most important one. The one that everything literally comes out of and spreads. Like a virus or like a hug. It's kind of like a podcasting hug. What's after
viral
this?
Hug.
Has anyone looked ahead? I have not. Nope. I've forgotten to do that. Somebody stall. Stall.
Films. There are lots of films to see.
Yeah.
I could give you a list. You know what we should watch? Nothing But Trouble. We've been talking about it the last couple of weeks. We should definitely watch it.
We've got other movies, though. Bear with me. I'm pulling it up. Da, 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 da.
Movies are the worst.
I wish y'all could see the
dog. Oh, shit.
I'm scratching.
We're into horror. That's right. We're doing It. The first It. The first It with Tim Curry. It.
That's next?
Yep.
Ooh.
And then never seen it, the remake It from 2017. And then after that, we've currently, it says It Chapter 2 is coming out September 9. Well, sorry, we're releasing it the week of September 9.
I think we should totally change these around. Because after those, you've got Master of Disguise, Napoleon Dynamite, and High School High. I think they should come before.
Well, we're doing It when it comes out, though. We're doing It for when it's released, yeah. So.
Why is it being released in the middle of September?
Yeah, that's why I'm saying we'll double check that. But potentially, we can at least do It and then the new It. And then
because Wonder Woman 2 is coming out on Halloween?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Oh, God, is it?
Yeah. I like the first one. It was good.
I got to double check that as well because there hasn't been an ad for it yet, which is suspicious. Maybe it's been pushed back.
Yeah.
That's a concern. Well, if Wonder Woman 2 is not there, we can do that other film you're talking about.
Fine. Well, the Dan Aykroyd masterpiece. It really is a fantastic film.
Or we can do Top Secret, if you don't want to do that other one.
Yeah, we can
do work
too.
It out. We'll, there's no shortage of films. We'll work something out.
Well, there you go. Come back next week to find out what we decided on.
Next week, we will be doing It, the Tim Curry one. And then the week after that, we'll be doing It, Chapter 1.
It's 4 hours long.
Yeah, watch it in parts. It's not great.
I don't have 4 hours to spare.
So, Alex, it was a TV movie that was split over two nights.
Yeah.
So... it's two movies, but we're reviewing it as one movie.
I don't remember it being good. I liked the 18 minutes that Tim Curry is on screen.
If that.
And that's about it.
Yeah. I remember it being also not good. But we'll talk about that in detail in a week. Yeah, fuck me. That's going to be rough. That's a lot of clowns.
It's a lot of clowns.
I don't even mind clowns. Clowns are fine.
I have assignments coming up. Can I take a pass?
No, you got to watch it. It's Tim Curry. You'll love it.
Okay, try.
Yeah, okay, so we'll do those, and then whether It Chapter 2 comes out then or not, we'll have to work it out, but it's definitely coming out this year. There's been a bunch of ads for it. Anyway, well, we'll see you later on in the week for the Variety Hour.
Or will we?
Yes.
Yes.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at OseaMalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.